I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Get your ass moving and get out of bed. Welcome back to another episode of Make It Cute. And on today's episode, we are focusing all in on productivity, morning routines, procrastination. We're hitting a lot of topics today and we're covering a lot of ground. So I hope that you're ready to buckle up and hop on in because you're along for the ride now. So basically, I was looking back on my old episodes and I was thinking, I kind of wanted to revisit some of them. I think I made some promises to myself, to the audience, of things that I was going to try and change, things that I wasn't going to try and change, different things that were going on in my life. And I kind of wanted to revisit that. But also, I kind of have a couple series going. If you haven't listened to the past couple weeks, we have the Am I the Asshole series starting. I'm really excited. The next episode of that will be out next week. Super excited for that. Also have like a user submission, which, oh my gosh, so exciting. And then we're also doing a Taylor Swift spotlight as well. So I kind of have, you know, in any given month, I have about 4 weeks of content that I have to fill. Those are 2 weeks that I can easily fill. Like I know, like, you know, first week or second week is going to be X episode. Third week is going to be Y episode. But I kind of have 2 weeks where I kind of have like freebies. I'm thinking about starting another series. If you have any suggestions of something that you want to hear on a regular basis, let me know. I would love to start getting more guests on it as well. So you can think of anyone that you would love to see on the show. Comment, send me a DM. I've loved the DMs I've been receiving lately. There's been so much love and I can't be happier with it. But now that I kind of have these like kind of free weeks, this free week, I wanted to kind of take it back to the way I used to do the episodes and kind of like hit towards my roots. I think the way that I used to do the episodes is I would take a topic that was very, very relevant to my life, or very not relevant even sometimes. Sometimes I just needed something to talk about, but I used to literally just plan my episodes around what was going on in my life. some stuff is going on in my life right now, and I will share that, and I will share how that is the inspiration behind this episode, because y'all deserve to know. So basically, I'm going to Iceland tonight. It's going to be insane. I'm super excited. I'll be there for the weekend. Check out my Insta, my TikTok for all of the fun clips and videos and pics that I will be taking, but I'm going alone. I've solo traveled before, and I really have loved solo traveling. I solo traveled to Paris and Barcelona. It was amazing. But this trip to Iceland was supposed to be with a friend who ended up having to drop at the last minute due to personal reasons. So I had to pivot. I had to reassess, and I had to, you know, figure out, one, did I still want to go? Because this person dropped 2 days before we were supposed to depart. So I kind of had 48 hours to decide whether I wanted to go and to get some of the rest of the things that I needed to book and basically uproot all my plans and replan everything. I decided I'm going. I decided I need this little time to go out and just keep doing it and keep living. And I have this mantra, and I think I might have said it on the episode or the show before, but basically, my mantra is, I can't wait for other people to live my life. I'm going to say that again. I cannot wait for other people to live my life. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times I will say, hey, this is what I'm doing. And if people want to join, great. If not, okay. But it's what I'm doing. And it's because I got so many texts and so many voices telling me, today, whenever I told people, oh yeah, I'm just going to do the trip alone, they were like, well, if you wait, maybe someone can go with you, or maybe I'll go with you, or whatever the case may be. But there it is. I have to wait to do something I want to do so I can have someone else come with me. That sounds like it's a more convenient thing for you, not for me. I already have this booked. I already have the time off, whatever the case may be. It sounds like you want me to wait for you. Why can't you speed up your timetable and meet me where I am? So I've had that mantra for years at this point. And I feel like a lot of people look at me and they're like, oh, you do so many fun things. You do so many interesting things. And I'm not going to lie. I don't think my life is boring. But I think it's also just the fact that I don't need other people to validate my decisions. If I decide I'm going to do something, I'm going to friggin' do it. No hesitation, no regrets. And I've had some of the most fun experiences in my life, just doing things, going out by myself, being with myself, being alone. I feel like I meet so many cool people, and I'm super excited to see all the amazing people I meet during Iceland, because I'm doing a bunch of tours, and you know, I'm going to be surrounded by people the entire time I'm there, which I think will give my parents great comfort. But nonetheless, it's one of those things that I can't wait for other people to live my life. I need to do what I need to do. And I think that's such a lesson. And I'm going to take a second and just, like, you know, digest this, because I think this is something that you may need to hear. I don't know if you may need to hear it, but someone else who's listening may need to hear this. If you want to do something, you go ahead and do it. If you want to book that trip, book it. I mean, do things within reason, evidently. I would never make a decision that would put me or myself, you know, that's also me, at peril or at a disadvantage. I would never make a decision like that. But I would make a decision to have fun, even if that means that someone else wasn't able to come and have that fun with me. And I won't feel bad about it, because at the end of the day, I have me, myself, and I have my memories, and I don't have the time for people to kind of decide, oh, well, yeah, now I want to do this. Or, oh, you should have told me I would have wanted to do this. Because here's the thing. 9 times out of 10, you may have invited them to something in the past and they said no. So they set that holding pattern. They're saying, you know, I've said no in the past, so I'm probably going to say no in the future. So then you're less inclined to want to invite them to things. That is on them. That is not your problem. That is not your fault. But then also, when you do actually say, oh yeah, well, I did mention this, and you said that you would let me know and you never did, and then they'll be like, why didn't you follow up? And it's like, why do I have to make your decisions for you? I think that's the better question. I think that's the better discussion and the deeper discussion that we need to have is, why do others feel like you have to do things to their comfort or to their benefit? You shouldn't have to. I mean, it's one of those things that you have control of your own life. And I've talked about this. I feel like I'm hitting a lot of different concepts. And I'm going to get back to the point soon. But I think one other thing is, I look at other people's lives and it seems like they're just waiting. They're waiting for the right opportunity to arise, or they're waiting, make it happen. Go out, grab life by the balls or the lady balls or by the non-binary balls, whatever balls you want to grab. Just grab them, get a firm grip on them, squeeze the shit out of it, and make what you want happen. I feel like so many people can do so many things to get themselves into a different situation. And here's the thing. I fully acknowledge that when it comes to travel, it is such a luxury that I worked as hard as I have to get where I am to afford to be able to travel. And I understand not everyone can do that, but there's certain circumstances and situations that you can definitely work yourself out of that, like that space of complaining, and find a positive solution. And that's my little soapbox. But the reason why I kind of want to revisit some of my older episodes about like being like morning routines and, you know, procrastination and all that is because I'm currently procrastinating really badly. So evidently I had to pivot for my Iceland trip, and I wanted to mention that is because it's all very circular, and it's all kind of revolving around this one thing. I booked my hotel today. I booked all my tours today. The only thing I had going into this morning, Iceland related, was a flight. I had a flight. That was it. I had no research of how I was going to get to the town of Reykjavik. I had no research about what I was going to do, how I was going to get to the Blue Lagoon, how I was going to get back to the airport, what hotel I was going to stay in. I had none of that planned. I booked this Northern Lights excursion, and the people, they messaged me back and they're like, hey, can you send me your address or like the place that you'll be residing and your name and your email and your phone number and whatever. And I was like, I will be more than happy to send this once I book a hotel. I booked my excursions before I booked a hotel. How insane am I? Pretty insane, but like, I don't know. I think it's fun. I like me. Nonetheless, I'm procrastinating because I haven't even packed. I have no idea what I'm wearing. I'm only going to be gone for the weekend, but that's one way I'm procrastinating. And then I think we all know the struggles of how many household things need to be done before you leave for a trip. Granted, I'm going to be here all day Monday, but I'm going to be tired of shit. Tired as shit. Not tired of shit. Well, I'm tired of people's shit in general, but I will be tired as shit as I come into Monday because I'll probably have a little bit minor sense of jet lag. I don't even think I'll adjust to their time over there, but I'm just going to have to set a fuck ton of alarms because whenever I was in Paris, the jet lag hit me really bad on my second day and I ended up sleeping through something. And I don't have the luxury of doing that because I have a flight I need to be on and an excursion on Sunday. So yeah, there's a couple things that are kind of hanging in the balance if I don't wake up on time. Nonetheless, I'm not going to stress myself out that way. What I will say is I haven't packed a single item of clothing. I have a vague idea of where my passport is. The only thing I literally have together, and it's because I read a travel blog of my coworker's girlfriend's roommate, I bought adapters or converters or whatever you want to call them so that I can charge my phone when I'm over there. But otherwise, I have nothing ready. And I leave in less than 24 hours. I don't know what I'm doing with this information. And I wish I could say, oh yeah, I'm such a non-procrastinator. But I think this is kind of like my love letter to procrastination. Because One, I know my outfits are going to be bomb because I'm picking them at the last minute. It's going to be my mindset of where I'm currently at, not where I was a couple days ago. So no worries on that front. You're going to look good, babe. But procrastination, it really is just like one of those things where it hits and you don't even realize it hit, but then you see that big pile of dishes or you see that big pile of laundry, you see all the shit that you have to do on your to-do list and you're just like, ugh, literally kill me. Like, but yeah, that's why I wanted to revisit procrastination because I'm procrastinating heavy. So I would say if you listen to my procrastination episode, I think it came out on March 19th, 2021, give it a listen. I might have to give it a listen to re-inspire myself to pick up better habits moving forward because, you know, I think tomorrow is going to be a very stressful day, or I guess today is going to be a very stressful day of getting things ready and then flying and then driving and taking a bus and doing all this stuff and the time change. Like, I'm literally going to be getting there at like 2 a.m. U.S. time and have to stay up until like 8 p.m. I don't even know. Don't quote me on all this, but yeah, it's going to be a mess. I'm a mess. And I don't know if you can hear the stress in my voice. Ooh. Wow, I'm rhyming tonight. Okay, hello. There we go. But nonetheless, oh my gosh, that was another rhyme. I'm the best. Okay, I'm actually just going to completely pivot because I will sit here and I will become Dr. Seuss and I will keep rhyming on this shit. But that's one of the episodes I want to revisit. Another episode I want to revisit was being a morning person. My morning person journey has failed. Let's be realistic. It has not been going super well. I have been waking up, like my body will wake me up around like 8 or 8:30. I think I was tracking to want it to be like a 5:30 a.m. wake up. You know, I'm just 3 hours behind. If I was in California, I would be doing great, sweetie, but I do not live in California. So I am doing awfully in that morning person journey. But I think maybe being a morning person might help with my procrastination. Who knows? I don't, because obviously I'm still procrastinating. Nonetheless, you know, I've been procrastinating. I am not doing the morning person thing. So like, why, what is all this self-reflection for? It's to show that I'm not perfect. I talk about a lot on these shows. And like I said, this is kind of like my freeform episode where I can kind of just be as chaotic and unfiltered and unscripted as I want, where I can just really just talk and have like a candid conversation and a dialogue with all of you who are listening. But I think my point is I'm not perfect, right? I talk about a lot, but I may not always like follow my own advice. Even though I probably should. Maybe I wouldn't be in this position. Maybe I still would. Who knows? I am not a psychic or I'm not the Long Island medium. But I think the silver lining is that...
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. So wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
It's great to take a step back and recognize that, hey, listen, nobody's perfect. Yes, I may seem like I have my shit together 24/7, but like I said, I just booked an entire trip in Iceland in like 3 hours because I had nothing else booked. I mean, here's the thing. Those were certain different circumstances. Don't judge me completely on that, but you get the vibe. You get the vibe, right? More excitingly, it is the first day of October. Spooky season is officially upon us. The pumpkins are out. I'm so excited. And I actually saw this on TikTok. It's Drinks by Evie. I love her. We're mutuals. We've been mutuals since I was on the cocktail space. And I actually want to share a recipe that she created because I think it's just delicious and it's so smart. And I did make a version of this drink last year. It was a very loose version. So basically, we're going to be making a pumpkin-spiced espresso martini. It's going to be fabulous. So it's like a regular espresso martini, but you're going to use pumpkin spice syrup. It's not super hard, not super crazy or like anything like that. But if you listen to my Willow episode where I gave you guys a drink that involved chai tea, then you know I am in a silly, goofy, spooky fall mood. And that was a TikTok reference because I am a Gen Z millennial cusp and I do nothing except for scroll on TikTok all day. Nonetheless, let's get into this cocktail. What you're going to do is you are going to brew your favorite espresso. I don't know where this accent's coming from, but I'm going to ride with it. Brew some espresso, and then you're going to take, depending on how strong you want it, you can take an ounce or you can take a half ounce. I'm going to take a ounce because I need to wake up. Wake up, sleepyhead. So ounce of espresso into a shaker tin with ice. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take a little bit of Kahlua. It's a nice little coffee liqueur. You don't have to do Kahlua. Kahlua is just the brand name that I personally use. You can use Mr. Black. You can use whatever coffee liqueur you want to use, you fancy broad. But I'm basic, so I'm going to use my Kahlua. So what you're going to do is you're going to take a half ounce of Kahlua, and then you're going to take an ounce of vodka because we drink for results in this house. And then you're going to take a half ounce of that pumpkin spice syrup and you're going to dump that in. And you can make your own. Evie also had a recipe for your own pumpkin spice syrup. You can make a simple syrup and infuse pumpkin spice spices. You can just buy like a pumpkin spice blend and infuse it into your syrup, or you can buy like the Torani, or actually Starbucks sells their syrups as well. So I feel like I've been saying syrup a lot. I feel like I should be in Canada and like tapping like trees with spigots in order to give people syrup. Syrup. I feel like syrup just rolls off the tongue easily. But all of that in your shaker tin, nonetheless, you're going to give that a nice good shake until the shaker tin is visibly frosty. And then you're going to strain that out into a martini glass because it's a pumpkin spice espresso martini. What do you think we're drinking this out of? A pint glass? Like a degenerate? Absolutely the fudge not. We are going to drink it out of a martini like the spooky bitches we are. I want you to repeat this with me. I am a spooky ass bitch. I'm giving you time to repeat it one more time. I am a spooky ass bitch. Okay, cool. I just had to make sure that we all established that it is spooky season, and then November 1st is Christmas, at least for me. Sorry, not sorry about it, but you know, I will be the spookiest, most Halloween-y, hocus pocus, Halloween Town twitches, horror, slasher, flick, spooky, pumpkin patch, biznitch that I can be for this entire month, because, you know, I love fall. It's fall, y'all. Anyways, garnish with 3 single espresso beans that you probably won't eat at the end, or if you are a psychopath, you can eat them, but they just look really pretty floating on the top, and you're going to drink that down. And then you're going to have like 4 of them because, like I said, you are a caffeinated spooky bitch. Yes. So, anyways, that's the cocktail. Can't remember how we got there exactly, but we got there. Had to make sure that y'all had a cocktail to drink because, like I said, this episode is a little bit chaotic, if you know what I mean. I'm like outing myself right now. I make faces when I'm talking and I pretend like you can see them. So if you ever hear like kind of like the pitch in my voice change, it's because I'm making a stupid ass face that only I can see, but I think that all of you can see it too. Nonetheless, I'm not going to go on for too much longer on this episode just because, like I said, I am a master procrastinator and I will never pack a bag for Iceland if I have this episode be too long. But that doesn't mean I'm leaving y'all just yet. No, you can't get rid of me. But I wanted to kind of have this episode be like a little bit more high energy. I think I usually bring the energy, but I was reading this article about like different like podcasts, and like there's some podcasts that are literally dedicated to putting you to sleep. I hope that this is not one of them. This one should be waking you up, getting you energized, getting you pumped, getting you ready and set for the day, for the night, whatever you're doing. If you need to rewind and remind yourself that you are a spooky ass bitch before you go out, do it. I'm here for it. And also, if you have some friends that are spooky ass bitches or need to be reassured about their spookiness, then send them this episode. Have them listen to it with you. Send it to them. Send it to your mom. Send it to your grandma. Send it to your dog. We can all be spooky bitches in the month of October. And, you know, pretty much any time, but it's more fun in October. I don't know. I'm not telling you to celebrate Valentine's Day, like, or anything. I think it's on brand, celebrating Halloween. Do you even celebrate it? I don't know. Nonetheless, yeah, I think that you can tell that I am a little chaotic. Maybe I had a pumpkin spice espresso martini before this episode, if you know what I mean. And I just did it again. I just changed. I just made a face to change my voice. I'm all over the place, y'all. But, oh yeah, what I was saying is if you are really enjoying this content and this episode or any episode of Make It Cute, send it to a friend. If you are using Apple Podcasts to listen to this, I would love, 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 love if you leave a review. I'm not saying it has to be 5 stars. Be honest. It'll be nice if it's 5 stars. Like, you know, I think I put out pretty high quality content for y'all, but leave a review, let other people know that you're digging this show and that they should also dig it too. And also, if there's something that you want to hear, send me a DM on Instagram, message me on TikTok, comment on my TikTok, comment on my Instagram. I have as many social media platforms as I have personalities. So I have Make It Cute Pod on TikTok and Instagram. I have @Mileski on Instagram. I have Mileski2 on TikTok. So you have a lot of ways to reach me. If you're feeling really, really professional, makeitcutepod@gmail.com. That's a thing. You can email me if you want. I don't think I ever really advertised that I have that, but I do. But nonetheless, thank you for kind of hanging out with me on my little chaotic journey. I am so excited to hopefully figure out a third series to introduce. Maybe that'll be introduced in October once I figure that out. And I know some of you have reached out about the theme song and how it is absent currently from the episodes. With the rebranding and Make It Cute Reloaded, I also wanted to change up the theme song because, you know, we don't really make as much food anymore. And I think that, you know, I haven't gotten a facelift physically, but the podcast is getting kind of a facelift, and I want the song to get a facelift with it. So nonetheless, you are awesome. You are loved. You are the spookiest queen queeb in town. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye.